All right. You got something?
Yeah, runs on gas. You'll like this. A lot of gas. But it's got a little electric help, though, but it's a hybrid. But it's the 2026 Range Rover Sport Dynamic SE PHEV, which means you can plug it in to boost up that battery. But, of course, it has a gas engine. It's got a 3-liter. Puts out 484 horsepower. Made it to an 8-speed transmission. A lot of luxury. 6,600 pounds of towing. Skid plates. You like that. All-wheel drive, all kind of speed controls on that thing, electric assisted steering when you get in the rough stuff, terrain response, 22-inch wheels. It's 6.5 feet of, excuse me, Harold, 8.5 inches of ground clearance. Whew. Anyway, it's a 5-seater. Something that's interesting, I know you wouldn't like it, that's the adaptive off-road cruise. Just set it and
worthless,
crawl.
Worthless.
Set it and crawl over them rocks. Anyway, a very comfortable ride, very well balanced. A lot of luxury, of course, is to be expected. Good on the highway. When you put your foot in it and that electric motor cuts in along with the gas motor, you're getting 0 to 60 in 5.3 seconds, which is humping along there. But average mileage on it's about 21 miles a gallon. You can go over 50 miles pure electric if you're in the mood. Anyway, the luxury you're going to expect from a Range Rover and the price you're going to expect, too. This is Bob money. Comes in at about $96,000.
Oh.
Yeah, plus TT&L. Anyhow, 26, though. Range Rover Sport Dynamic SEPHEV with an ebony interior, if you like that.
All right. You just heard Harold's window sticker of the week.
Yep.
Let me give you some industry information.
Lay it on me.
All right. Toyota is to invest $3.6 billion in plant expansion and will shift Tacoma production from Mexico to Texas.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you give us that news?
Because I knew you wanted to do it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I can feel it. After 33
somebody
years.
Somebody needs to bring some news to this
33 years,
thing.
I can feel it.
All right. The Texas Assembly Plant is expanded in San Antonio and is expected to create about 2,000 new jobs, bringing Toyota Tacoma pickup production from Mexico to the Lone Star State.
Yes, and that's a great thing.
Just thought we'd pass that on because, hey, Trump threatened.
Yep.
And now he's delivering.
Well,
you know.
Toyota was thinking ahead because they got a lot of acres there in San Antonio when they started that facility.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're shifting to all things boating with Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats right after this.